He's also a part of the lobby.
Yeah, there he is. Actually, all our problem is for quarter of a century, we've had nothing new. We're living on what Shannon built.
Yeah.
Back quarter of a century ago. And we're mining water. And we are in a good economic shape. There are questions in the black. We've got people working on our quantities, not as high as the national average. We're frugal state. But, if we don't begin to, there's a 12 or 10 to 12 year lag in building. So if we begin to fall behind, it's a situation where we're going to face droughts down the road, even if we start to build. So we've got a time schedule. And, we figure, I figure 10 years, 19, 80, so I figured we ought to have to build. And if we, every year we drop behind. So last year we had a legislature. Both $685,000 ourselves just to advance to the government to show that we really meant it, we really needed it.
John, what is it? I know it's all a terrible budget problem.
I know.
Johnny Rose, yeah, you've got one of the most loyal viewers, John Rosenberry, Paul Fenn, gosh, staggered all pretty much. What is his motion?
Johnny Rhodes has been having a serious meeting with people on this, and it's still an open possibility.
We can try it, frankly, to sugar up. Just a second. We want to try to sugar up a few, if we can, you know what I mean, as we move along. And, Johnny is the Johnny.
But he's a bear cat. Yeah, he's all over.
He's waiting.
So, I talked to Weinberger briefly about this, and he has another meeting set, as he said. So, this is still very much on the table.
Johnny's a, Weinberger's a first-class director.
I've had to say no so much to keep our budget in the black, and I try to look at the right things.
Yeah.
So I know I'd rather come back and go to you.
Tommy, your state, though, has lower than the national average. You want to point this out?
Yeah, good.
Do you work hit by the aerospace and it's heavily?
Not as heavily. We've, our manufacturing is down, but our other industries are up, like mining is up from 16,000 to 20,000.
Yeah.
4,000 up.
Yeah.
Agriculture is up. Construction is up.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And,
well, maybe you've got a nice state in which to live.
Yeah. We got a beautiful state.
It's a great state. It's beautiful.
Your real estate market's pretty good now, I understand, too.
Real estate market is good. We, I hope we can keep pushing everything until we sometimes follow the nation 6 months afterwards and having any softness.
No, no, it's going to come up now. You're through it. It's the main argument about the economy now. I mean, the various economists are arguing about whether or not the administration's target is too high as a forecast. But they're arguing about. But everybody agrees the economy's going to go up this year. The only question is the amount is going to go up. So I think you're going to do all right. I'll be Pollyannish to that extent.
Oh, well,
we're going to do everything we can to get it up, particularly this year and next year, if you well understand. We'll do everything we can.
That's why I came back with this.
Right.
If work goes up, we're not going to get this. It'll hurt our world.
Right.
Everything predicated on water. We've got a $5 billion economy out there running off about less than 2 million acre feet of water. We just use it on one side and turn it over and use it on the other.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. And we pump it off. But the thing is, in order to keep the thing going, we're pumping it underground. And we're mining our water more than we're getting back in. So we face a period of disaster down the road.
Well,
we'll have it in mind. I wanted you to come in when I heard about it. I told Johnny, well, gosh, I thought it's been a supporter like you. I've all these funds coming in. Now, here's your presidential conference. You have no
same way if there's a lot of press present, that they would if it were a closed meeting. And what they're afraid of is that then maybe the press will hunt these guys down afterwards, and that they will say, well, the meeting was full possibility.
Is it possible?
Yeah.
I see, that's what we're gonna, all right, well, what about the situation of having me go in and talk privately to them?
I suggested to him that something like that might be worked out, but I said I wanted to talk to you first to see what your feeling was.
That's what I would prefer.
All right.
All right.
Well, Mr. President, we have arranged, the flak is not coming from the press as much as it is from the governors themselves.
Do they want me to talk about it?
Yes, sir, it appears that way, that's what the vice president said.
Well, wait a minute, I didn't understand that was...
See, I talked to the vice president about the possibility of slicing it, so that the president made direct remarks off the record and left, and then the colloquy and all the rest of it was out in the open. And he said, well, that might work, because, see, their big fear is that in the Q&A, that there'd be a lot of hostility expressed in a closed meeting by the minority, and that then the whole meeting would be colored by that, by these guys who went out and got jumped by the press and said, oh, gee, the administration would get their ears beat off. While if you had it open and the press was there to observe, they would put it in context.
Well, let me say, I'm just thinking that I'm going to prepare some words, but I just don't think it's a jackass forum. You know, I've done them before, yeah. You know, it's a very bad forum. They have those bastards sit around in a great big room, a big room, and I'm talking to them, and they sit there, they're egging their face.
What about your meeting with the 54 of them in a smaller room? And then retired to the bigger room to do the rest of it.
That was that's a good suggestion. Yeah. This was mine.
Yeah. I just like to have a little pride. I just like to tell them privately my own feelings and so forth, and to say, I want you to ask any questions that you want. I know this executive, this is the open session. You can ask what you want. We're here for that.
I could have said that right now.
But I want to tell you, I want to speak to you as man to man, as a political man to a political man. It's basically trying to win them rather than trying to play all that. Okay. Now, of course, I can go on, and I can make, of course, if I go on, the others of you aren't going to get a blip. That's that.
Why don't you assume?
The point is we really need Ron. We can. God damn it, we need the John story particularly. He's got to get out.
Right.
My story, I'm just going to bullshit him again.
I think...
What do you think? I'll do it either way, but I can assure you, but Mike's simply going up there saying, look, fellas, we want action, not an issue. That's all I'm going to say. This is something that we are all part of the establishment. We all have to work for it. We have confidence in local government. This is our chance to make it work, etc. I'm going to say the usual cliches that I've said before, but that's what they'll all use.
And the point to emphasize is you really want this. It's your...
Yeah. Oh, yes. I'm going to say that there's talk to the effect that let's understand. But when I say action, not an issue, I'll divulge that.
That's it.
I'll say, and that this we thought this through, we considered all the alternatives. I don't think any of them are any good.
There are a lot of small rooms around that hall. Why don't we get one of those rooms to accommodate you and the governors and the vice president?
Yeah.
And Secretary Tom. Let you make your pitch in there, exclude the press from it. Then come into the bigger room and for pictures if you want.
That's right.
But you just leave.
They can get pictures tonight.
Sure, that's right. Okay. That's right. Okay. Why don't you
try it that way?
Yeah, why don't you assume we'll do it that way unless we get back?
Yeah, but if you have to go open, I'll go open. But I think Agnew and the rest, but these assholes are playing for their own publicity.
Sure.
And naturally they want to play off of me, but that does not help our issue this time.
Yeah.
Okay.
We'll set it.
Ron, did you finish your briefing?
Yes, sir.
And you have anything that came up that was new in your case?
No, sir. We're going to put up the advance on policy thing this afternoon.
Henry's going on. And of course, we've got the big news today. Christ, it isn't even what I say at the governor's thing anyway, as it turns out.
It's 2:00.
Yes, sir. Oh, sure, that's right. I forgot. Well, then the hell with it. I just don't want to be there in front. I don't like to have a picture taken. My speaking for the governor.
Let us shoot the picture tonight.
They